What a wonderful song to sing as we prepare for the Lord's table. Will you pray with me? Father, we come to you as men and women, boys and girls, just praising you for what you have accomplished in the work of Christ alone. Father, I pray, Lord, as we prepare our hearts, our minds for this time together, Father, that we would renew our thoughts of what your Son has accomplished. We would leave here today more in love with your Son because of the reality of what he has accomplished. And we pray this in your Son's name. Amen. As we prepare for the Lord's table, would you open your Bibles to Luke chapter 22? We are going to look at verses 19 and 20. As we prepare for our celebration of the Lord's Supper, Scripture tells us that we are to participate in the Lord's table in remembrance of him, in remembrance of Jesus. I would like to draw our thoughts to remembering what the bread and the cup that we're going to share, what they represent. Luke 22, verse 19 says, if he, that's Jesus, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, gave it to them and said, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You have to ask yourself a question, what is it we're going to remember? We are going to be remembering Jesus' body. What is it about Jesus' body that we're remembering? We're remembering his perfect, sinless life. Jesus lived 33 years on the earth, and he never sinned. So in instituting this new memorial meal, we see from verse 19 that it is Jesus is the one that chose the bread. The bread represents, it does not become, it represents Jesus' physical body, which would be broken on the cross. Much like the bread that we are going to take is broken. His death is given for all believers as a substitutionary payment for the believer's sin. To understand this is to understand the meaning of 2 Corinthians 5:21. That he, God, made the one, Jesus, who did no sin to be sin for us. As we continue to remember, in verse 20, Scripture tells us in the same way, Jesus also took the cup after supper and said, this cup is the new covenant established by my blood. It is shed for you. Again, it's Jesus that chooses the cup for his memorial. The cup represents the blood of Christ that would be shed as a payment for sins committed for all who believe in him. As you prepare for partaking these elements, would you ponder what they represent? The bread and the cup ratify the new covenant. This is the gospel reality of the good news of the gospel. God and sinner are reconciled. This is a time for Christians, for those that are trusting in this particular work of his perfect life, his sinless life, who are trusting in the work of Christ for their salvation. Perhaps you're here today and you do not believe the gospel truth that Christ died for sinners. Or perhaps you're trusting in your own goodness and your good works, your own righteousness. you will not be reconciled with the Lord based on anything you could ever do. It is only by the finished work of Jesus Christ. We ask you not to participate in remembrance. And it's not to embarrass you, but if you don't hold to the truths that we hold to, that Jesus Christ died for sinners, lived a perfect life, just let the elements pass you by. But we would also ask that you would talk to the person that brought you what it is to believe this gospel. Talk to one of the elders. This is a time for those that are trusting in Jesus Christ for their salvation. The men are going to come. They're going to pass the elements. When you have prepared your own heart, will you take them?